Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress and blogger and podcaster, obviously.
So famous.
Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist. And to my right is Jack Vanek of the Jack Vanek clothing line that everybody knows and loves.
Yeah, love it.
She paid me extra this week.
Yeah, because I pay you.
But you guys should start paying me to get better intros.
Yeah, no, right? We'll bribe you.
Okay. Okay, I love a bribe.
Okay, cool.
So fun fact is...
Fun fact or question?
Well, it's either. It's like sometimes it's a fun fact and sometimes
you know what? I get crap for being the role person, but Jack will be like, often she'll be like,
she will.
We already talked about this on another episode while we're talking about
that's
something.
That's not a rule thing. That's like, just I'm trying not to bore our listeners by having the same story five times.
I know, but you're.
Fun fact wouldn't be the same anything.
Anyway, let's all get along. It's just the beginning of the episode.
Here's my question for fun fact or question of the day. Whatever you want to. Effing call.
Jack.
Here's. This is going to rock your world.
What is this?
We have a weird bell in here, and I don't want Kelty to have it in her hands.
No, we're using it today.
No.
Oh, God.
Okay.
When's the last time you went to the dentist? Honest answer.
Gosh,
I went to the dentist like a month and a half ago because I knocked my front tooth out when I was drinking water out of the tap.
No, but did you go for like a full cleaning x-ray? Like, did they check for cavities? How did that go?
Oh.
Like, what? Like, when's the last time you had like
I go once a year.
Checkup. Okay, good.
I went like a year ago.
Okay. I just found out that I hadn't been in 2 years, so.
Oh, gross. Do you floss?
Every day. Like a crazy person. I actually floss in bed, and Zach wants to.
It's gross, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
End my life. Okay. But, like, what? It's fun to do it in bed.
Is it?
Flossing is weirdly, like, enjoyable for me.
I love it.
I love the way
like
it feels.
It's scratching an itch.
Yeah, it's delicious. Okay.
And now it's time for.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
So the winners of Good Week, Bad Week from our secret Facebook group this week is Shannon for Bad Week. And her bad week was, I was on a call with my CEO this week and a few other colleagues, and he manterrupted me.
Oh,
I love that. And called me Marissa. Hello, I'm Shannon, okay?
It's some
manterruption.
Manterrupted is a great word.
I feel like women interrupt way more than men, so like...
We do.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
Anyway.
Allie, good week. She went to Vegas with a bunch of friends and my long-distance boo thing and me and boo. What?
She went to Vegas with a bunch of friends and her long-distance boo thing and
me and boo got to bone for a quick sec while we were alone in the hotel room.
Get it, Allie.
Allie, get it, girl.
Good.
I loved the days of the quickie.
Just a quick bone in the bathroom.
Quickie. That's amazing.
Okay.
All right. So who's starting good
I'm
week,
starting.
Week? Go.
Do it, bitch.
I wore some shoes. This is my bad week.
Just
I wore
shoes?
Some shoes to the airport that did not have a sock. And I have always gotten through the security thing with them. And then TSA pre was closed and I had to take off my shoes barefoot at the airport.
That is the
worst.
And
it was disgusting.
That is the worst.
That's what people usually have to do that don't have TSA pre-check.
Or wear a shoe.
But you wear a sock.
Oh.
Like I'd wear a boot with a sock if I knew I was going to have to.
There's so many people that don't wear that.
It's disgusting. No, and that's exactly why, because I probably got foot herpes. I don't know. I'll just not let you guys know.
Lady threw up on my feet.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
What's your good week?
Okay. So I was interviewing Jenny Slate, who's like a little bit of my girl crush.
I love her.
Super funny, super cute. And I said something to her at the end of the interview, and I said, you know, I love that you like really like grab this role by the balls or something. And she just stopped me and she goes, I'm sorry. Do you really want balls? She goes, you really don't want balls. They're very sensitive. She goes, you know what you really want? Strong like a vagina. And I was like, you know what, Jenny Slate, you're probably right. And I was like really impressed with her answer.
I don't know about that.
I'm so over.
Same.
It's a fucking saying. Sorry.
Is that a saying?
Yes.
Grabbing life by the balls. Like Brian.
It's a saying.
Yeah.
Very, very well known saying.
I know, but I like that she like
stopped
me in my tracks.
I don't think we need to change every single saying that has to do with a man, but okay.
Okay, well, it was my good week, so thanks for being so supportive.
I'm glad that Jenny Slate made your week.
Thank you. And she was really, really cute. And you know,
I like her a lot.
She dated that Chris
Evans.
Wait,
And she was like all heartbroken about it, and then she opened up to the magazine about it.
Yeah.
And then they had to do a press junket after that, like 2 days after that magazine article came out. It was so weird.
Do you know what I think is bogus, though?
What?
I listened to a podcast that she and Chris Evans on were they were on it together while they were shooting a movie and they had yet to be together.
Yeah.
And they just sat there the whole time and talked about what great friends they were, like what great friends they were and how like totally men and women can have platonic amazing relationships.
No, you can't.
And then like cut to their boning.
Yeah.
You guys, I never really knew who Chris Evans was until this morning. I gotta be honest. Shit, he's so freaking hot.
I don't find him hot.
No.
He's so
Chris
hot.
Pine is way fine.
Chris Pine is way fine.
Chris Pine is hot as hell.
If the Chris's were like Pratt, labeled, Mighty Fine Chris Pine is number one.
But
in person is so hot.
I do Chris Pratt with
only looks, not personality.
Yeah, yeah. Looks is Pine, Pratt, Evans.
But they're all hot. Is there any ugly Chris's out there?
They're all okay.
They're hot.
I would say Evans is like okay.
I think he's not like a hot man. I think he's super hot.
In person, he's not as hot though.
He's not? Is he short?
No, he's really tall.
Then he's hot.
Okay.
Okay, Jack.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You're like that dude that dates ugly women just because they have big boobs.
Yeah. They're like mimbos. I date man bimbos.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your bad week? Because it's mine.
No, but my bad week is really short. The guy who invented putting pineapple on pizza died.
I know.
Oh, shit.
It's so sad.
He's Canadian.
Thank you for your contributions.
I know. And I read this like really long, great article about him. And it had such a backstory. And I'm like, I love it even more now. Mm. And it's so sad.
Wait, do you eat pineapple pizza?
Yes.
Me too.
That's how that whole conversation went.
It's not my preference, but I'll eat pizza with anything on it. Like dog poo, I'll eat it.
Yum.
Okay, my good week. So you know you're old when you get put on one of those what are they doing now kind of lists.
Yeah.
So BuzzFeed put out a list of this is what all the scene queens look like 10 years later.
But I got to say.
And I've got to say, I freaking won the list.
You look the best for sure.
Everybody still looks like they're like stuck in 2007 and I'm the only one that looks like a normal person now.
Good for you.
Yeah, you're definitely
the hottest. Going to your high school reunion and being the hottest person there.
And it's better because I don't have to talk to anybody.
That's great.
There's a lot of people on that list that I was like, I never knew you. You were not that famous.
I know. They took like a really weird list, but
most people didn't know any of them.
You bitch. Okay, Becca, just P.S. Becca shut down my good week and your good week. So, Becca, what's your good week?
Becca.
Are you going to shut this down? I ate chocolate mushrooms.
Oh.
Like, and it was amazing.
Wait, like?
Like drugs. Thank you. I am telling you, first of all, being 31 is great because you can do drugs and know that your life isn't going to spiral.
And no one's going to get you in trouble.
No one's getting you in trouble. And also,
you can do
like,
it in your own house.
If at 31 I become a drug addict, like there's a serious issue.
I don't think people become drug addicts on mushrooms.
I don't know. I could be on my way because it was incredible.
Where were you?
I couldn't stop laughing. We were at a friend's like gathering in the desert. like not a gap, not a weird gathering, like a party, like a party.
Just call it a party.
We're at a party.
We're at a gathering. No, 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 not a weird gathering. A party. Yeah, it's a party.
Gathering is what the insane clown posse puts together.
Yeah, we don't do a gathering. my cough because I'm dying. So it was a gathering, and Zach and I were like, "Yeah, let's like eat some chocolate mushrooms." It was incredible. You eat enough to where you don't hallucinate. Like you just eat enough to where it's like the best high of your life.
Stoned.
Like stoned, and you're laughing. It took me like 20 minutes to get out of a pair of jeans because I was like stuck in my jeans.
How do you know how much to eat?
It's usually just
somebody tell you.
Like a tiny, like it was like a less than a quarter size. Whatever. Like, it was so small, so minimal.
Still scare me.
It was amazing. My bad week is I've been having dreams every single night that I have a baby. But sometimes it's good and it's happy and it's fine. And other times it's freaking terrifying. And it's scaring me. I'm sick of dreaming about babies. So I'm now using, like, a spray, a mist before I go to bed to, like, get the dreams away.
And you won't know if working. You're... Like, somehow you got pregnant, you wouldn't know because you have an ID.
Exactly.
That's scary.
And then I would die.
You'd be like, I didn't know I was pregnant and have the baby in the toilet.
Maybe that's why I'm so fat right now. Just kidding. I'm not fat. Okay. What's coming up?
Well, my second favorite Cheerios here.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What's going on? Now, here's the lady gang.
Our guest today played your favorite second favorite Cheerio on Glee, Brittany.
She can take the title.
She gave us classic episodes like Brittany, and the one where we found out she had a 0.0 GPA and didn't graduate. She started dancing at the age of 9 years old and went through a lot of shit in her life to become the star that she is. She got cut before the top 20 on So You Think You Can Dance, which is a travesty. She also lost her dad at a young age, and then she had to do the terrible thing that's called touring with Beyonce. Just kidding. She's the OG single lady, but she's not single. She's married and a mama of two, and recently she was a part of the biggest upset ever on Dancing with the Stars when people were jealous that she was perfect and they voted her off way too early when actually she should have won. Please welcome the wonderful Heather Morris.
Yes.
No, that was a controversy. We're starting with that. Okay. What happened? Because I think you got a perfect score. And then you got kicked off.
Yeah.
The Max's injury screwed you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just a lot of people that were watching the show weren't really, you know, getting the relationship that we were having. They weren't really getting that storyline that they wanted to tune into every week. They weren't, like, seeing that him and I had, you know, things that were going on the other side. They just kind of saw, like, you know, what happened with him, and I had to, you know, form this new relationship with a new partner, Alan, who was amazing. But so they kind of lost that. I think it lost interest.
Okay, here's my thing. I've been covering Dancing with the Stars for a very long time. It used to be my favorite show. Not anymore now that this happened to you. But there has been professional ice skaters who, by the way, train in classical ballet. There's been professional gymnasts. There has been Mel B, who is a dancer. There has been pop stars that are dancers. And everyone else was fine to compete Dancing with the Stars. And then you get someone that was like a hip-hop dancer or like a ballet dancer who is very similar to what the ice skaters and gymnasts do, and everyone blew their – like they could not handle that you were going to be on Dancing with the Stars. They thought it was so unfair.
Yeah.
That is some bull crap.
Oh.
We're getting rid of that.
Yeah.
Gone. It's
but
gone.
But did
Sorry,
you
guys.
Find – it was so unfair.
I mean, I don't know. I understood the whole time. Like I got it. It was fine. You know, like everybody – they just don't – they watch it and they want to, like, believe, hey, you know, she's a dancer. It's not fair. She knows exactly how to do all those things that they're saying she can do. But right. In reality, like, we've all talked about it. Like, hey, I cannot do ballroom. Like, it's unbelievably hard. It was, like, the worst – it's so challenging. You
Nicole
know?
Scherzinger was on it, and she's like at my buttons choreography in her music video.
I so feel it's like even a lot of like the random actors or whatever that are on it were like were in Broadway or have taken
Alfonso,
10 years of dance classes.
Alfonso was the tap dance kid,
like yeah,
with
so
Michael
annoying.
Jackson.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
it was some bullcrap. Because I will say I trained in dance my whole life too, and like I wouldn't know what to do with a waltz, and also don't like dancing with partners. I'm usually the one dancing with myself.
Yeah,
it was some bullcrap. You got
but
screwed.
They want that. They want that controversy. They want you know people talking about it. So I mean it is what it is, and it's like at the end
also,
of the day
also watching you was like it's, you make it look so easy, like so easy and effortless. And I think people at home, they want to think that like they too could learn how to dance like that. And they know that they could never dance like you.
Yeah.
Like it was
hard.
It was too aspirational for them.
Yeah. No, it was hard. I think any dancer that would do that show, like even
yeah, of
any
course.
Of us that do it, it's like, this is hard. Like
yeah.
Your body is dead. It takes forever to get used to, but I mean, that's really nice to hear, and it's like, it's great to know that I can show people that they can do it, but yeah. It's like, it is hard at the end of the day. I'm like,
I felt like they gave you a nice moment in the finale.
Yeah, that
show.
That was great. I was really, really happy about that they did that.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I get to do what I love to do.
Did Beyonce send you a cease and desist? Because it was so much in the press about you being a Beyonce backup dancer.
Like, I know. I'm sure she's just so sick of it, though. She's like, why are they talking about this constantly? Like, just leave it at that. She danced for me. It's fine. And she has twins on the way, so it's like she's
or
not.
Born. We don't know. Or they'll born. Be born by the time this airs.
Not actually hers.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So she did not reach out. Beyonce did not reach out to you.
I did not hear from Beyonce, no.
Was she nice to work with? Do you have an NDA? Can you talk about working for Beyonce?
I don't have an NDA. I can talk about her. Okay. She was awesome. She was really like...
But
what were you going to say?
No, keep going.
She was very...
Sorry, I'm so excited.
She was very professional. Like, she was just very, like... She came and did her job, and that was what she needed to do, and, like, really just, like, reserved and, you know, kind of, like, consuming her energy for what she was doing at the time. So it was, like, you know...
So is that your nice way of being, like, she was a little bit of a standoff?
Or no, she nice? Wasn't. She was just, like... I think anybody that's in that situation where they're going to, you know, they have to go do a world tour, and they have to go do 5,000 things in a day, it's like you have to put, you know, your energy into one thing and kind of just focus instead mm-hmm. of, you know, I think you drain yourself when you're doing too many things at one time.
How long did you work for her for?
I think like 3 years.
Damn.
Did she ever get you a Christmas present?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever steal any of the costumes?
These questions. I didn't. No, I don't think I did. No.
I knew a girl that danced for her and stole some shorts once.
Yeah, that would be
did you.
You
ever see... No. Did you ever see Jay-Z?
Yes, we did see Jay-Z.
You got Beyonce times. Before she was like... She was single ladies Beyonce. She wasn't formation Beyonce.
She was not, no. Mm. And I left before that. Which
she wasn't as famous.
Which was very unfortunate.
She was. I feel like it was just a different kind of
if
famous.
If anybody else is dying of boredom because they don't care about Beyonce like me, I feel your pain.
I literally could moving on. Care less about Beyonce.
Okay, we're moving on. I was pretty excited.
I don't know a single song.
Do you think that Kelly and Michelle are like so disappointed
this
in their
lives? This is another Beyonce question. Can we move on?
Okay, we're moving on.
Where's your bell?
What was it like working with Becca on Glee? Did you ever work together?
Hysterical.
Yeah,
I think we're in the classroom multiple times together.
We were like a whole school year,
laughing
I think.
The whole time.
Yep.
We had a really good time.
What was your first impression of Becca? Be honest. Because we've had other Glee people on and they've told us the truth.
See you next Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
They haven't. They
can,
told...
you swear on the... can you swear on this?
Just
no F word.
Okay.
But you can say effing.
Yeah, you can say effing. No, we had a really good time. I think when we had that group of kids the first time, it was like... I think she really stood out to, you know, most of us that she was just really, like, giggly and excited, and it was very fun to be around because she was just, like, so outgoing. So.
Who did you hate?
I don't think I hated anybody. New kids?
Yeah.
I didn't hate anybody.
No, the new kids weren't, like, hateable. No. We were, like, whatever.
Did you hate anyone in Glee?
There were moments. Like, there were definitely moments where I hated working with certain people, you know, like Heather.
Yeah.
Like this bitch over here.
Like this bitch.
Okay. What has been your Hollywood heartbreak? What was the moment you thought, I'm supposed to get this job and then I didn't. Now I have to go
home. Oh, crap. God, I wish I had that question in advance. I don't know. I think...
I like to really prep my interview subject.
Like, whoa.
Let's go deep.
I don't know if I have any. I mean, I always want to say, like, things happen for a reason. There are certain roles that I'm like, dang it, I wish I would have gotten that. You know, it's just, it's made for somebody else or, you know, whatever. Whatever happened at the time. But there are certain roles that you wish you would have gotten that you were like, oh my God, like, I felt like I did so great for that. I would have been perfect.
What were they?
I don't know. I mean, there's not a lot that sticks out. I mean, I'm not like a huge Hollywood actor. Yeah, it's like I'm not like I'm getting like offers on things or like I'm meeting with all these people. But there's certain roles that you were like, that would have been so great to play. I would have had so much fun doing it. Just like, you know, even indie films. It's like things that, you know, you would have loved to perform and do.
Did you feel like it was a curse when you came off Glee? Because it was like such a big show and you were so well known and you were such a standout on that show.
Yeah,
to, like,
I feel
get
like we had
else?
This conversation when you had asked it when we were interviewing at that dance studio. kind of in the same
context. The whole world wants to know.
Well, it's, yeah, like I was saying before, it's like, it's hard because you come off this huge show and, you know, you're excited to like kind of go back in the real world and kind of be yourself again. And that's really like important to you. Mm-hmm. But also you do step away. And like, for me, I wanted to take my time away and like, you know, enjoy my family and my kids. And it's like, once you take that step back in, it's like, okay, now where am I? And like, what do I have to do? Like, I, you know, you kind of wish you wouldn't have taken that break because you want to stay relevant. But at the same time, it's like, those are so important. So now I'm just kind of like learning how to do it the way that I want to do it and the way that is important to me and special, you know.
When did you feel the most famous-ish moment?
That was a really good question. I think the most famous I felt was when we were on tour, when we went on that Glee tour. And there was like thousands of people just like hanging outside, like screaming for us. And I'm a really shy person. I mean, not to people I know, obviously, like I'll sit and have a conversation with people I know. But like at that time, I wasn't really like, you know, welcoming to it because I was like nervous about it and I didn't really understand that. And so, you know, I knew it was happening and I knew, you know, what the fandom was. But like when I came across it, it was just like, holy shit, I'm like, I'm famous and there's all these, you know, it's like there we're kind of a big deal and there's, you know, the show is huge and a lot of people are huge fans. So it was like a weird balance.
Didn't you specifically have like a moment? I think it was before I joined the show, maybe it was like in season three, where you like really rejected all of that sort of like press and attention and like, because I remember meeting you at that time where you had no interest in being doing anything other than coming to work and doing your job. Like, you weren't the girl rushing off to go to events after we wrapped, you know, that night. Or, like, you didn't give a shit if you were in Us Weekly. Like, you preferred not to be. Like, what caused that sort of, like, like, as opposed to the other girls who were, like,
milking
you know.
It.
Yeah, I think I went through that moment and I did that, you know, a little bit before that. And I just didn't see the value in it for me.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't like excited about it. And when I did it afterwards, I never felt like it was me. Like I didn't feel like that was like, you know, what my life was about and my values and how I felt like all those things, you know, they didn't speak to me per se. So like when we got to that point and I met you guys, it was really like, I think I went in a complete opposite direction because it just didn't feel right. I was just like, I want to come do my job and I want to, you know, create relationships with people and have, you know, important conversations. And you know what I mean? It's just like, it was just not for me at the time.
Yeah. It was
Do you cool feel like it in. Is now? Are you like, put me in Us Weekly?
Well, I mean, no, not that at all, because I have no interest in that. But also, you know, it's like press is a part of our job. And so you need a certain amount of it and people are expecting it from you. And people talk about it every day. It's like, you know, in the business, there's like a certain like give or take where you have to, you know, put yourself out there and people want to see you and they want to get to know you. So it's like, how much of me can I give? And then how much of me can I preserve? So it's like, you know.
To balance.
Which I think we all understand. Yeah.
I'm like at 99% out and like 1% for myself.
And there's some of it, there's people that are fortunate enough to like to do that and be okay. And that's so awesome. Like
You're
I
so
admire
positive.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got kids. I got to talk about it. You know, I got to be positive sometimes.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. When we come back, we have a great game to play with Heather. You guys know that we are all about being fake rich, so we try to get you luxury, amazing products at a great price, and our new sponsor, Brooklinen, has done that for me. You guys know, of course, that I sold my house. I got a brand new house. And my goal for this house is to be, you know, a real grown up. I'm 35. I can't be sleeping on like my crappy sheets I got for $10 for four sets at the store. So in April 2014, husband and wife team Vicky and Rich Fullup created Brooklinen when they were staying at a very, very fancy five-star hotel. And they wondered, well, they want to get these sheets. And then they asked how much the sheets were, and they said $800. And everyone laughed because only rich people can spend $800 on sheets. So they started this company using all kinds of luxury, wonderful bedding. And it's really cute, too. I got this gray panel that's like the sheets striped, and then the pillowcases are polka dot, and it's really cute. Brooklinen has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use our promo code LaneyGang at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you're going to love your new sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use a promo code LadyGang at brooklinen.com. That is B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com. Promo code LadyGang.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
And we're back. Okay, so you know dancers can do the splits.
Yeah.
This game is called Split or Splat.
Ooh.
So split.
Did you make up this game?
Yes.
Of course she
always does.
Okay. This, so like it's this. A split if it's like hot, yes, mm-hmm, and it's a splat if it's...
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Derek Hough shirtless.
Am I the only one answering?
No, we all are.
Have to.
But we're all looking at each other to answer first.
I'll give him a split. I'll give him a split.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you can get a nice little slow split.
Not a cooter slam?
Not that. We don't need a cooter slam for that
slow
one.
Jack?
Mine's like a quarter split.
You're like someone trying to do the splits, but they're not there yet.
Yeah, it's like how I would do a split.
Hands down. Like,
okay.
I'm just going.
Okay.
I'm giving it like a leg hold split.
You're really bending the rules right now.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of dancing, seventh grade slow dancing, split or splat?
Like what kind? Like a freak dance?
Like when you
slow
were, like,
dancing?
Oh. When it, like, Stairway to Heaven was playing and you had, like,
I feel like the seventh
splat.
Graders in my junior high were, like, grinding on each other.
Yeah, so was I.
I for sure was.
So is that a split or a splat?
I felt so many
boners. I'm a full-on split. I think it's hysterical.
I think the slow dance is a splat.
Yeah.
The booty grinding is a split.
I would watch seventh graders dance all day long right
if there
now.
Was a live stream.
I wouldn't. I'd be disturbed.
Yeah.
So would I.
You know
it's
what I mean?
It's a split. That was like my first like zings, you know, when you were like slow dancing with a guy.
I remember feeling so many boners in like
so
my
bonies.
Middle back because I was
so
short. Yeah.
Wait, why were they in your back?
Because I was so short.
But why? Were you dancing like
when
in
you're
prom
booty
pose?
Dancing.
Oh, booty
yes,
dancing.
Yes, hello, bumping and grinding.
Yeah, yeah. And they were in your back.
Yeah, like
okay.
in
Have you
my
never
ear.
Told your dad that?
He knows.
It's like touching
He's
your
probably
neck.
Listening to this.
Split or Splat, the Dirty Dancing remake.
I heard it was a splat.
Yes. That was my prom date. What's his face?
Colt.
I was trying to think of the character name, but all I can think of is Patrick Swayze. That's all that matters.
So good.
Didn't watch it, but he was a pretty splat prom date.
Oh, my God.
Did he freak dance on
no,
you?
No, he's a nice guy.
Oh. Did you feel his boner in your back?
I probably did.
Yeah. I'm gonna say a splat. I loved the movie. I thought it was great. But compared to the original Dirty Dancing, I feel like all of us would, you know, agree. It's like, it's a great story and they did a wonderful job acting-wise, but it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, no.
Something shouldn't be remade.
They should have just called it something else and surprised us.
And we could have been like, that seems like something we've seen before.
That lift is so familiar.
Yes.
But it wasn't because it was like so different.
I know. Mm.
Okay. Max shirtless.
Who's Max?
Her partner from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. I'm going to say for me, personally, even though it looks good, it's a splat.
Why?
He's not my type.
Mm. What's his last name?
Shmurkowski.
Here it is.
It's like a sneeze, he says.
Yeah, like Shmurkowski.
Oh, he's hot.
Let's okay, see. So is it a split or a splat?
A split for me. I don't know what he looks like.
Whoa!
She found a shirtless photo. Split.
What did you Google?
I just Googled his name, but it came up with shirtless photos.
Yeah, he's hot. Okay, it's a split. It's a split. I think his body is nice. Does he have bad tattoos, though?
No, his tattoos are nice.
Did your husband, like, did he get weirded out?
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like Zach would be, like, a little weirded out.
Yeah, I think we're just so, like, open the whole time. And also, like, it's a job, so I never was really, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And he has PETA, who is, like, unbelievable. It just it never was like, but you know, it's never something that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Next up, Zumba.
Splat.
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 Like dead splat.
Belly flop.
I've always wanted to take a Zumba class.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's like
can I be there to watch?
That's like the only way I could dance if somebody gives me like very basic, like not really like, dance moves.
Cha-cha-cha.
I could do
like
that.
The grapevine.
Like I loved step classes when I was younger. So,
okay. It's
so
a split.
Would be a future split.
What do you what
it's
is
a future split
answer?
For me.
It's Let's a future split.
I've never
split.
Done it, but I really want to go.
Let's
I think
go.
You both should do
you should both go.
Have you gone?
No.
Well, how? Okay.
Then let's go.
I've seen
we'll do
a million
Zumba.
Infomercials where I'm like, never.
Okay. Every time you're at the gym.
Every time
I'm at the gym, you see the Zumba class.
Yeah.
These are all, yes, like dance themed. So the next one is Dance Moms.
Ooh.
Split. I'm not that into it. I used to be, but it's great. It's so entertaining.
I'm not, but they're insane, so split.
Yeah.
I'm going to say splat because I love the show, but I just don't like what the message is for like kids.
It's
like,
no, it's brutal.
Yeah. It kind of sucks.
It's a splat for me because that girl that got really famous out of it, she stopped like dancing in class at like a very young age. And then I saw her perform in Maddie Get Back to Class because it's like she like stopped at like a 10th grade. You know what I mean? It takes
she's
like...
She's the one that dances with Sia, right?
Yeah. And she's good. But then I like, there's something that happens in your like senior of high school, first year out in the professional world that like you get really good. And she's good, but I just want her to, like, not be a child prodigy. Like, keep going.
Right.
I feel like she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
She's just collecting her
check. Kendall Jenner in point shoes in Vogue.
I'm sorry, what?
Kendall Jenner did an photo shoot where she was all in different ballerina clothes and point shoes in Vogue. Okay, well, it's a splat for me, and I'm going to pull it up for all the rest of these like, uninformed
people.
I'm just
picturing.
I saw it. I don't care
what Kendall Jenner is ever doing, ever, ever.
But it's not offensive to you when a non-dancer is wearing.
I don't really care. I don't like it. I don't like to see people's feet.
I don't think
in point shoes that aren't dancers. Oh my God,
she's mortified.
This is a biscuit foot.
Holy biscuit foots are awful.
Shit.
But that's what happens
foot, but
when
like she doesn't have a foot.
This is awful.
I think it's the most heinous thing on the planet next to not saying thank you when someone who has never trained in ballet or maybe
puts on a point shoe.
Puts on a point shoe because it is like you need to pluck your toenails out like with a tweezer and have them red underneath from blood before you have the rite of passage to have a point shoe.
Didn't she like do like a ballet little dance?
Yes.
Too? Yeah.
See, I'm a fan of Kendall Jenner. Yes, I'm a fan of her, and I would look at it and be like, "That's fine."
So it's
like,
a
split. Do your job.
Heather's
and that's it.
Good at people letting people
yeah,
do
being,
them do themselves. So like,
nice.
She's like, "Do you?"
Okay, so
well,
wait,
she do you?
Do you?
I support it.
She's good.
I just
at that.
Like her. I think
no,
she's like
it's
fine
a split
and normal.
Or a split.
It's a split for me because I like
it's
her.
It's a standard split.
It's a standard
Heather's
split.
Best.
For me, that biscuit means splat.
I don't care. Splat.
How dare you? I put so much energy into this game and you don't care?
Well, I don't really care about Kendall Jenner and what she's doing. I agree.
She doesn't care about ballet or Kendall Jenner.
Okay, last time.
Two things I don't care about.
Dancing at weddings and bar mitzvahs to celebrate good time.
Full split for me.
Full split.
Like,
no.
Coochie split.
No.
I love it. I love dancing at weddings. It's like for me,
but to celebrate.
I don't care.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, I will be drinking, and I'm like, this is a great time. I'm enjoying myself.
I think the more popular the song at a wedding, the better for dancing. So I think it's great. Split.
Splat.
It's a splat.
And shout and all those other stupid songs that they play.
Throw your hands up and shout. I once was at a wedding, and there was the hora, and it was like an abusive hora. There was too many people, and it was like a mosh hora. It was horrible. Hora, horrible. Anyway.
Hora, horrible.
Oh, God.
Well, Heather... When we come back, you're going to teach everyone how to be politically correct and say Kendall Jenner's bad, horrible feet are a split.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back.
And we're back. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 30% off jackvanek.com, use code LADIESFIRST and get yourself something sassy. I brought you a mug.
Thank you.
That's not a mug.
Or whatever this is.
It's a travel cup.
Cardio. That's what it says. Cardio is hardio.
It's
an iced coffee drink holder.
There you go.
Yes,
one of those.
An iced coffee.
The official name is.
She just gave you an ad.
Thank
free,
you.
For free.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Okay, so for this part of our podcast, our listeners write in questions and we give them advice. And I think you'll have some good advice because you're so kind.
She's got her shit together.
And we're not. All right, our first question comes from Aaron. And Aaron says, I've been with my husband for 6 years, married for 3, and love him and his family. However, I'm kind of an introvert and treasure my alone time while his family is very close and constantly enjoy being around each other. We live in a smaller apartment. Oh. Wait a second. His family was going to come visit, but they live in a smaller apartment, so she booked them a hotel across the street from where we live. I thought I was doing them a favor so we wouldn't be all crammed in one spot, but I could tell my mother-in-law was disappointed that they weren't staying with us.
Mm. Wow. That is very difficult.
Yes.
Do you have good in-laws?
I have amazing in-laws. They're like...
It's a split.
Taylor's mom is like, she's a teacher, so she's like the nicest person on the planet. And his dad is also like, he's worked for the city and like for his whole life. you know, he's just like a really genuine guy. But I totally get it. Like, I'm an introvert too. Right. And I sometimes have, you know, those reserves where you're like, they're the same. They always want to be hanging out. They don't get to spend a lot of time together. And so it's like, I think that they get it. Like, I understand sometimes that his mother-in-law, you know, she can sense that with me. And mm-hmm. I think her husband's the same. Sometimes he likes to have alone time. And I also like to take a lot of naps. So it's like, it's the same thing. Like, we just need our, I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You just need your alone time. But I don't think she should worry about it. I don't think it's a subject that will, you know, come up between them. I think maybe it'll take like a week or so for her mother-in-law to, like, you know, digest it and kind of see, like, that's who she is and, you know, like, what she's about. I don't think she can really take it too much to heart.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thoughts? Set your boundaries, girl. I have a similar thing, like, not to her, but to Heather. Like, I have the greatest in-laws and the greatest sister-in-laws and their families. Like, there's not even a bad egg, which is so rare. Knock on wood, because it's never too late.
What if your baby's the bad egg?
I'm sure it will be. I think I'm the bad egg, and that's why I'm saying there's no bad egg.
Like, it's so weird. There's none.
And they're all, like, listening to this being like, what an idiot.
You're the bad egg.
It's her. No, but you know what? I'm the same way. Like, I really love being around them so, so much. But, you know, like, with people coming to visit, like, my sister-in-law and her whole family is staying with us for 2 days this week. But it's 2 days. It's perfect. If it were more, I'd probably say, I love you guys. I want to spend every minute that you're here with you. But, like, let's get you a hotel or whatever. I think there's nothing wrong with that. And if the mother-in-law is making you feel badly about it, then you can't take that on and, like, make that your problem.
Yeah. I think if it's really going to get to her, she should, you know, set aside the time to think about how to say it the right way. If she sees her next time, like, you know, hey, if I don't know if this made you feel this way, but I really want to get out, you know, tell you that it wasn't personal. And, you know, I would never do that to make you feel bad. I just wanted to make sure that we were all comfortable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a very honest, not controversial thing for her to do.
No, so, and it's especially, like, if she got the hotel room for them.
Yeah. It's like super so kind. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
You're not all up in each other's space. Okay, second question comes from Haley. Haley says, I recently went on a girls' trip to Arizona. The last night I was there, I met an amazing guy. But the problem is, he lives in Washington State and I live in Tennessee. We text every day and FaceTime every few days, and he's already bought a ticket to come see me at the end of this month. I'm falling for him. I've never met someone that seems so interested in me and makes me feel like I'm truly interesting. I really feel like it could go somewhere, but the distance sucks and I don't want to end up heartbroken. Should I just give up now?
Only stay with it if there's, like, a future possibility that it could work. Like, are you willing to move? Is he willing to move? Do you have jobs where you're able to move? Like, is he a mayor of his town and he cannot move? You know, if there's an end, if there's, like, an end game that you think could work out, like, oh, well, I sell Ronan and Fields from my Facebook page so I can work from anywhere or whatever, then there's a possibility. But don't fall in love with a guy that it just, like, cannot work out because you are, you know, went to jail once and can't leave the state.
Yeah, I think, like, as...
You went to jail once.
This seems very specific.
I think if you go to jail, you can leave the state. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I think sometimes, like, if...
Unless it's, like,
it's
murder.
Something like if you get... Yeah, if you've been convicted of, like, a bad crime, you just, like, can't leave the country.
Okay, whatever.
Or something.
Just make sure there's a long
game
plan.
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah.
I think, yeah. If you... Yeah. Or else you guys are going to be stuck in some limbo thing that lasts forever and nobody knows their end game, and then you're going to start resenting each other because you can't see each other enough. So, yeah. I think if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, if you both are on the same page, long distance can somehow possibly work.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I mean, Zach and I were long distance for a year and a half, and it got to the point where it was like, one of us has got to do something.
Yeah.
So,
got to shit or get off the pot.
Exactly. It wouldn't have worked if we were, you know, clearly.
But he was lucky enough that he had a job he could do from anywhere.
Exactly. So it's like, if that weren't the case, we would have just been probably still dating and doing long distance, and my eggs would die and I would be childless and sad.
Alone forever.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, going into a relationship being, like, really clear with what you're willing to give up about moving, because if you're two people that are too stubborn,
but don't bring it up, like, right away if you just met him.
Yeah.
And have some fun. Like,
scary.
So anyways, when are we getting married?
No, but, like, enjoy it
for
a minute.
Imagine how she feels, like, this thought that she's having. It's like, then she has to go see him, and it's like, well, how long do I have to wait to say this?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, shit, that sucks.
Put in a good amount of time before you, like, go there.
Yeah.
And keep it, like, fun and flirty, like you're the secret mistress and you just fly in and, like, rock his world and then fly out. And don't forget to not reply to his text for like a couple days every once in a while.
Yeah.
Keep him guessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Don't be the first to text ever.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Play games Never. All the time.
All the time.
Okay, our last question comes from Kelty. I moved it
What
away
does this
from
bell
you.
Mean?
Nothing.
Not I just found it today. And it's like the worst prop for her to ever yeah. have.
Because she's so like
it's like the period to an end
she's
of a sentence.
Abrasive.
By the way, Kelty's hitting this bell from
I love
six
it.
Feet away.
Like Stretch Armstrong.
She's like Yes. Oh, God. All right. Our last question comes from Emily. Ooh, this is a good one. Emily says, my older sister is soon to be engaged to the guy that she's been dating for around 11 years. In talking to my sister, all she mentioned as far as guardrails for the ring was that she didn't want a colored diamond. Last weekend, we were all together, and when my sister was away from the table, her soon-to-be fiancé showed me the ring he bought her. You guessed it. It had a colored diamond.
Oh, shit.
Red. Not a ruby.
Did she say it to him?
Does he what? Know that? Does the sister...
I'm not done with the question.
Okay, sorry.
But I don't think that gets answered in the question. I don't know what to do. Should I tell her or do I let it go and have her be bummed and not in love with the ring? Do I tell him? Help.
Tell him immediately.
Tell him right now.
Tell him immediately.
Immediately.
Yes.
Immediately.
That's so bad.
And go with him and pick out the right thing.
Yeah.
Offer it. Like say, hey, I will go with you so that you don't have to, you know... pick out another ring that is awful and spend all this money and time and
oof.
Do you can you return a ring?
Yeah,
you can.
Jewelry's like
yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't know.
Unless you buy the stone separate or something.
You have to do it in a nice way. Be like, that ring is beautiful, but I got to tell you something.
Specific.
She told me one
sister
thing.
Vibes. She's been Pinteresting this shit for 5 years ever since she met you, and she loves you so much, and she showed me like a million rings she wanted, and colored stones is not for us.
Yeah. Colored stones is not for us.
It's for some people. Like, I think it's so beautiful. My girlfriend has a black engagement ring. It's like a black diamond.
Yeah, mine is a sapphire.
Yeah.
I like sapphires.
And like Princess Kate has a sapphire too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really beautiful if that's what you love. You know what
but
I mean?
But that's a big thing to get wrong.
Right.
If somebody's
like, really
not into
big.
It.
Yeah, he just didn't know.
He didn't know. Fix it
Idiot.
For your sister. And you never, he never got your help.
Yeah.
Never tell
never
her
knew.
That he there was another
until
ring.
Until 10 years later.
Yeah.
And then it's okay.
A ruby.
Like, yeah, you guys are like drinking and he's like, by the way.
Yeah.
I messed up.
I almost picked up the wrong ring.
Yeah.
Right. That is a bummer.
Sorry about that. Hopefully this gets to you in time.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully your friend's not listening.
All right.
Keep us posted.
Keep us posted.
Okay. On that note, Heather, thank you so much for coming.
Of course.
And
thank
I'm,
you guys for having me.
You guys can follow Heather on social media at Heather with two R's, Elizabeth with two H's.
Which I'm trying to change, and I cannot get any word from Instagram. Like,
oh,
I've
really? Why
them.
Don't you ask at Becca, who's changed her Instagram three times?
You need to tell me how to do it, because I'm like, why haven't I heard? It's been like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Tried. No.
Yeah.
So now I know.
Now you know.
Heather.
It's going to, I'm hoping to change it to Heather Morris TV.
Perfect.
Yes. Just
is there
a
already
teaser.
A Heather Morris?
Yes.
Fuck. But if you're the real Heather Morris, can't you?
I'm sure that girl is also the real Heather Morris.
Yeah, I am sure.
Yeah, okay. Kelty, don't downplay a human.
Anyway. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. Go follow Heather Elizabeth. Follow at Becca and at Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight. And follow us on our Instagram and Twitter, The Lady Gang. Don't forget to join our secret Facebook Lady Gang group. Just go onto Facebook, search groups, and search Lady Gang. And we might approve you if we like your profile.
Maybe.
Or if you're a guy, it's a no. And also, while you're at it, please subscribe to this podcast because this was amazing. And I know you want to get more episodes every Tuesday in your inbox automatically. So go over, subscribe on iTunes, leave us a review and a 5-star rating. And is there anything else I need to say?
Mm-mm.
Follow me on Instagram. Okay.
Splitter splat.
See you next Tuesday. Yay!
Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you'd pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep, hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.